With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The Middle East was bracing for a potential flare-up in violence on Sunday after Israeli authorities said a rocket from Lebanon struck a soccer field in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights, killing 12 children and teens. Also on SRNNews.com, former President Trump blasted the White House for creating the conditions which led to the deadly attack, saying it would not have happened under his watch.
Today's attack on Israel cannot be forgotten, and it will go down as another moment in history created by a weak and ineffective United States president and vice president. They wouldn't have done this if I were the president. They wouldn't have done it. And they didn't.
The former president made his comments during a campaign rally in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Recent polls on the 2024 election suggest a close race between former President Trump and Vice President Harris.
The two most striking polls were conducted by Forbes Harris X following President Joe Biden's announcement last week to end his reelection bid. On Monday, that poll showed a 6-point lead for former President Trump over Vice President Harris. That advantage evaporated over the weekend to a tie as of Friday. At the same time, Mr. Trump has leads between 1 and 7 points in 6 other polls, with Ms. Harris with a 1-point lead in each of 2 polls. One other poll shows the two candidates tied. In 5 battleground states, the Real Clear Politics average indicates leads for Mr. Trump, which are still within the margins of a statistical tie. George Williams reporting.
The government of Ukraine's Donetsk region said 5 civilians died and 15 more were wounded following Russian strikes on Saturday and overnight, as Moscow claimed further gains in its month-long grinding offensive in the country's war-battered industrial east. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a post office.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation says it succeeded in getting postal workers at an office in Aurora, Illinois, to remove a tiny cross that was just visible at the back of a customer counter. The foundation sent a threatening letter to the post office stating that the presence of the small cross was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. The group's primary activity is seeking to scour the public square of any symbols of Christianity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some church leaders in San Antonio are participating in a unique project that trains them to serve as mental health counselors. Under a Harvard Medical School pilot program, they'll work as interns before counseling on their own and will refer more serious cases to medical providers. By the end of the year, the initial group of 10 clergy and church members will be able to deliver services independently and then help train another cohort of religious leaders. This is SRN News. That's the sound of firefighters using chainsaws and other equipment to remove brush from threatened areas in Chico, California. Chico resident Amanda Brown says she's been able to see flames above her neighborhood and is worried about leaving even before an evacuation order is issued.
You're just on edge. Should I be packing stuff and putting it in my storage? Am I going to lose everything? You know, or am I being paranoid and just don't go until I'm told to go? You know, it's like, it's nerve-wracking. I haven't slept for the last 2 days.
Firefighters are getting some help from the weather just hours after the blaze exploded, scorching an area larger than Los Angeles. In a 2024 Olympics pre-race triathlon event planned for Paris Seine River was canceled as concerns persist over water quality. More details at SRNNews.com.